And the Buddha mentions, of course, not just understanding the Diamond Sutra, he speaks of the value of the arising of just one single thought of serene faith when these words of the sutra are being taught. That one single thought of serene faith arises out of the teaching of the sutra and the result of merit roots, virtuous deeds planted under hundreds of thousands of Buddhas. So this one single thought of serene faith must be very special. It's not belief. The Buddha isn't talking about belief here. He's not talking about just sort of nodding your head at the words of the sutra. You know, I believe that there are no beings. Dogmatically, blindly, like a Buddhist catechism, you can get that sometimes, sort of a kind of version of Buddhist piety about things like, well, you know, I'm suffering at the moment, must be my bad karma. You know, the kind of pious Buddhist platitudes come out, oh, well, you know, nothing really exists in the ultimate nature of things, but it's just ideas, it's sentimentality. It's not that that the Buddha is talking about when he mentions one thought of serene faith. The Sanskrit is ekacitta prasadam apiprati lapsyante, which could be translated in a different way from one single thought of serene faith. It could be translated as those bodhisattvas who, when these words of the sutra are being taught, gain one mind of serene faith. One mind of serene faith. Serene faith is a translation of a very beautiful Sanskrit word, prasada. Prasada. A very rich and beautiful word. It's one of those really lovely words in Sanskrit. Prasada means clearness, brightness, pellucidness, purity, tranquility, calmness, serenity. And there are connotations of pleasure, joy, and even good humour. So the state of mind that's being evoked is this is wonderful clarity and brightness. Everything's very clear. Feeling of purity, of lovely calm and tranquility. Serenity, peace, and a quiet joy and satisfaction. And good humour, perspective. Khonsa translates serene faith because this prasada is particularly associated traditionally with how you respond to the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. You see, you feel the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and your mind, your heart just feels pleasure and confidence and clarity and calmness when you encounter them. Everything's very clear. You know what to do with your life. So you feel calm, confident, at ease, a quiet joy. You know, you just know that, you know, the best thing to do is to, you know, just develop those qualities embodied, represented by the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. It's likened, traditionally, this prasada to a water purifying gem. You know, you get some magic gem which you put in dark and murky water and all the murk just calms down, all the sediment just drops to the bottom and the water is very clear and pure and calm and fresh, sparkling. Well, the mind is like that when you have this prasada. So it's this quality that the Buddha is speaking about. You hear the great teachings of the Vajracchedika. You hear that all beings must be led to nirvana, but no beings are led to nirvana. You hear that you are to give gifts unsupported by things, by signs, and that such giving produces immeasurable effects. You hear that the Tathagata, the Buddha, is to be seen from no marks as marks. You hear these and other wonderful things, and your mind, your heart, becomes clear and bright and confident, lucid, happy, because on some deep level you know, you just know, not intellectually, but intuitively, that this is true. This is the way it is. In Sanskrit, the word translated as gain, as in gaining this one mind of serene faith, can also be translated as to recover. Sometimes when you encounter the Dharma deeply, you don't feel as though you're gaining anything. It can feel more like you're remembering something, recovering something. People sometimes use the phrase when they encounter the Dharma of coming home, or this is something I know. It's more like a remembering, a picking up, rather than something incredibly new. It's kind of new, but in the sense it's old as well. It seems somehow familiar, because, of course, the truth has always been there. It always will be there. We just continually forget it, fall away from it, cover it up, cover it over. Remember that Sangharakshita said when he first encountered the Dharma, the Diamond Sutra, when he read it, he just felt this joy because he realised that he knew this. He'd always been a Buddhist. It was a matter of remembering something rather than taking on something new. So we've planted roots of merit under hundreds of thousands of Buddhas. I don't think really the Buddha is talking literally here. I think it's a symbol, a metaphor for something that is actually going on, if you like, all the time, in eternity, primordially. Remember as well, it's not, one translation isn't one single thought of serene faith. It's that one single thought is a translation of ekacitta, which means something like one mind, one heart. In the moment of seeing the Dharma, of experiencing prasada, in that moment you're fully present. You're a total being. There's a total response, this full integration, if you like. All of yourself are in that moment, that timeless moment of intuiting the meaning of the sutra. Of course, you cannot force this to happen. It's more a matter of opening up to the sutra. It's why mantra, the chanting the mantra we're doing in the evening, the Prajnaparamita mantra, and then sitting in silence and hearing the sutra is so important. Perhaps there are some moments in doing that where we do have a little glimpse of the one mind of serene and clear and bright faith of prasada, ekacitta prasada. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, we're doing a text on wisdom, but we're talking a lot about faith, and this is, I think, quite important, but we don't just approach this with our intellect. That's important. It does important and good work, but we also have to have this approach of just opening up, of just sitting in a concentrated, calm and bright state, just letting go and letting the sutra just go in and do its work.